Certainly good to be here this evening, and I do appreciate an interest in your prayers for a few minutes. Not going to take long. And part of the reason, I'm real thankful that my parents are here with me tonight. And my mother asked me, she said, how many preachers are going to preach? And so I looked at the schedule, and I said, just one. And it's Elder Piles, a real good friend of mine. And so I'm not going to stand up here very long and upset my mother, but pray the Lord will bless us. I have wonderful memories here at the Tyler Church. The Lord has blessed through the years, and it's been a great blessing. Had the blessing of having my grandmother live in my home the last few years of her life. And just before she passed away, I could tell that her time was coming to an end. And so I loaded her up in a motorhome, drove her to Texas, and she was able to visit her children, her grandchildren. And on the way back, we came here to the Tyler Church, and she sat right over here by Brother David. And that was the last time that I had the blessing of having my grandmother in the Lord's house. She had been a member of the church over 85 years, and it was a vital part of her life. And I'm real thankful for that blessing and the many folks through the years that have blessed my heart. Had a desire to come to the meeting here and didn't know until yesterday that I was going to be able to come. When I heard that Brother David was going to be here and his father, Tamara, it stirred some wonderful memories. I didn't grow up understanding and embracing the doctrines of grace. And when I was about 15 years old, there were two people that helped me to understand the doctrines of grace. One was Elder Afton Richards, very patient, very kind, wonderful spirit. And the other person was Brother David Piles. And he opened the scriptures, and it was as if, and this was before Brother David was preaching. We were living in Lubbock. Brother David was attending Texas Tech. And it was as if the light switch was flipped on, and I can still remember. And those truths have been precious to me through the years, and they've made an impact upon my life. And since being 15 years of age, it's been a great blessing. Also, Elder Sonny Piles was preaching a week-long meeting at the Lubbock Church. And on the fourth night, on Thursday night, was the night back in, I think, 1976, that I asked for a home in the church. And it's been about 44 years, and just a great blessing in my life for those years. So for those of you that maybe haven't taken up your cross and followed in gospel baptism, I encourage you to do that. It'll be the greatest joy and the blessing that you'll experience throughout your life. It will. I want to share a few scriptures here, just take a few minutes here, out of Exodus chapter 17. Familiar story. Really good points that are emphasized right here. It's talking about the children of Israel, and Moses was leading the children of Israel. And it says that the children of Israel were coming up against the Amalekites in a war, in a battle. And it says that Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow, and I'll stand at the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. And Joshua did as Moses said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Now, there's three key players right here, three individuals. It's very important to consider the roles of each of these individuals. It says, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand with the rod of God, in verse 9, it says, when Moses held up his hand, and when the Israelites could see the hand of Moses that was being held up, it says that Israel prevailed. Now, it's amazing. When we face a challenge, a battle, a struggle, a decision in our life, if we just simply know that the Lord's in the matter, it's amazing how we can be victorious over all the challenges. It's amazing the strength that you have when you can see the hand of the Lord in the matter. If we doubt whether the Lord's in the matter or not, it's very discouraging, and we become disheartened, and we might even get to the point that we pitch in the towel or we give up. But when you can see the hand of God in the matter, it'll strengthen you and it will guide you. And that's what's happening right here. Moses was holding the rod of God up. And it says that as Moses would hold up the rod of God, it says that Israel was prevailing over the enemy, over the Amalekites. And it says in verse 12, but the hands of Moses became weary. Does that ever happen? Brother Horner, Elder Stanlin, Brother David, do your hands ever get weary along the way? Just in the journey and situations and challenges of life, do your hands ever become weary along the way? Now, the Apostle Paul says when he got discouraged, he says that all men had forsaken him, but he says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. It says that David says that the Lord stood by me. The Apostle Paul says the Lord strengthened him and the Lord stood by him. David says that when he went through seasons of despair or he became weary or he became discouraged, that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And what a blessing that that is. And every one of us have that wonderful blessing of being encouraged in the Lord. But I tell you, it's also a great blessing in our life when God sends along the way some Aarons and Hurs to encourage us and hold our arms up. Brother Zach Guess, Sister Judy, blessed to have a whole bunch of boys. I don't know just how many, but a bunch. And he said, I taught my sons that there's two roles in the church of Jesus Christ for a young man. Number one, either to be a preacher or to be a preacher's helper. He said, there's two roles in the church. Did you know that all of us can be Aarons and Hurs in the church of Jesus Christ? The purpose of Aarons and Hurs right here were to come along, and when the hands of Moses became weary, every single one of us go through seasons of becoming weary along the way. It happens throughout life. It happens in our Christian walk. I run over to Psalm chapter 61, verse 2. It says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. It's higher than I. Aaron and Hur were there and they recognized that Moses' hands were getting weary. And it says that one got on one side and one got on the other and they raised up and they held up the arms of Moses. And as long as the arms of Moses were being held up and the rod of God was being manifest, the Israelites prevailed over the enemy. I think that in the church of Jesus Christ, we ought to pray that God would bless us to be Aarons and Hurs and hold up the arms of our brothers and sisters in Christ along the way. May God bless you.